You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Welcome back, everybody, Playing the Numbers Podcast. Daniel, whatever the hell his name is, reliever, hits the grand slam off fucking Max Scherzer. And we're going to be going over our home run derby predictions and preview. Derby lineup is set. We're going to bring it at you right now. I'm Avery Redd, joined with my co-host, Shane Mohan. Let's get into the numbers. Guarantee you. Watch Pivetta throw like a no-no against you. I would love that. Cream my shorts over that. Oh my god, dude. The Fats don't play till 10 o'clock again tonight.
Nice.
I'm sick of this West Coast shit.
I'll be able to watch that shit. I'll be getting home from work at like 9. I think the Phils are on at 8, right?
All right. What's going on, everybody? So today, for this episode, I will be going over National League and American League because Shane is in the car on his way to work, but he is still here with us.
As always, this time I fucked up the notes. Tried to wait till the last minute, and it kind of bent me over and fucked me. So we are doing this on the fly in the whip.
Yep. So maybe one day this will be a full-time job for us, so we won't have to worry about going to work anymore.
God, that'd be the fucking day.
But anyway, I'm going to be doing them all today, and Theo is just going to be chiming in when he seems fit. And, of course, we'll be doing trivia, and we got the home run derby predictions on slate. But let's get into the National League.
I got some stuff to say about the derby, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yep. All right. But let's get into this. National League. Oh, excuse me. We got Braves and Pirates in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh actually takes the series 2-1, which is very nice for us. And let's see. What do we got here? We got Chad Kuhl in game 2. 6 innings, 1-run ball, 7 Ks. The Braves did come out in game 3 and win 14-3. But it wasn't enough after Pittsburgh wins the first two. Ben Gamble had 2 dingers and 6 ribbies in game 1. And Key Bryan had a hell of a series. 6-for-13, 3 doubles and a dinger. So, nice series by the Pirates. They take 2 out of 3.
I think we overlooked how huge that was. Like, Pirates coming in and fucking taking out the Braves? Hell yeah.
Well, it's huge. Any NL East loss is big for us right now. Damn, especially right. Especially with the Nats blowing 8-0 leads and shit.
Yeah, and you got to think their heads are fucking spinning when the Pirates kick their asses. Like, you lose to the Rays or the Red Sox, it's like, yeah, we fought, but they're just a better team. But when you're losing to teams like that, that's just making their heads spin, like I said. It just creates all problems, and it's good from our standpoint.
Hell yeah. So, Pirates drop the Braves down to 42-44. I love it. They take the series. Speaking of another NL East rival of ours, we got Brewers and Mets here. Mets actually took this series 2-1. Games 2 and 3 were a doubleheader. It was a split. Jacob DeGrom and Corbin Burns in game 2, I believe. That's a hell of a matchup. Mets wound up winning it 4-3. DeGrom went 7 innings, 2 runs, 10 Ks. He did actually give up a dinger. First batter of the game, though, to Luis Urias.
Yes, that was nuts.
Who had 2 dingers on the series. But that was.
I'm starting to see his stats go up a little bit every time I check on him. He's actually having a not-so-bad season.
That I was just looking at his stats, too, and I was kind of surprised, so. Not bad. But the Mets, these fucking won't go away. Maybe they're the real deal because they're 7 games over .500 now and they just keep beating good teams. So maybe these motherfuckers are here to stay.
I don't know, man. I just don't see them sustaining the success through August.
Well,
I think anything can happen. We've seen that. And this is honestly anyone's division, dude. And I know you're really not high on the Fish, but even they have a shot right now. I mean, one thing that we kind of look over is run differential. And they have the best run differential in the fucking division.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, I don't think they're anything to worry about, but can't count them out. But one thing I will say about the Mets, they still have suffered from some rainouts and a lot of rainouts and stuff. I know they played like two or three games less than some of the other teams in the division, so maybe that'll come into play when they start. They're gonna have to start having some more doubleheaders, and maybe if they can lose both games in a doubleheader every once in a while, start gaining some ground. You never know, but somebody's got to take out these fuckers.
Yeah, well, sure, so it won't be your asses we got to worry about giving up nukes to relievers. So.
Shut up. Team is a laughing stock. Do we have to go through this again?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, let's move into the next series. This series is the absolute rock bottom shitters of the shitters, the ultimate shitter championship, Rockies D-backs. Sorry for the sorry for any Rockies D-backs fans, but let's be real. You know you're in the shitter.
That's like watching a fucking softball game, dude. Fucking JV softball game.
The Arizona D-backs win the battle of the shitters. Possible trade candidate Eduardo Escobar. He goes 4-for-11 with a dinger and 4 ribbies. He's definitely a guy I have my eyes on as a Nats fan, and a lot of teams probably do.
That's an absolute Nats move, in my opinion, too.
Yeah, it does sound.
Escobar. I mean, I don't know what you guys are doing with Escobar. I mean, obviously it's working out so far, but long term, rest of the season, there's no fucking way. No fucking way.
No way what?
That you guys use him until Turner comes back.
Escobar?
Yeah. I'll see this Escobar.
Oh, I'm talking about Eduardo Escobar.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, you really see that you guys picking him up?
Yeah. Why not?
I just don't know where he fits in your team. Maybe second.
Yikes.
Over to Harrison.
No, he's going to third. He'd go to third. And
dude, why? You are not high on Starlin Castro. And he's honestly been the one guy that picks your fucking team up when you're getting your doors kicked in.
Dude, Castro is great, but he's not an everyday player. I mean, he is, but I'd much rather have Eduardo Escobar. And another Nats trade candidate I'm looking at, John Gray.
Fair enough.
John Gray is another guy I'm looking for the Nats to get. He gave 6 innings, 3 runs, and 8 Ks in game 1. But really not much to talk about. Again, battle of the shitters. D-backs win it 2-1. And we got a crazy series down in Miami. The Fish take 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers after the Nats get swept by them. Kind of embarrassing, but the Fish turn it up. Game 1, Trevor Rogers goes 5 innings, 2 runs, 8 Ks. In game 4, the Dodgers only win of the series. Julio Urias goes 7 innings, a 1-run ball with 9 Ks. And a lot of offense for the Fishies. Aguilar with a dinger.
With the nuke. The Jazz.
Who did? Oh, Urias.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Jazz is on some shit this year. I enjoy watching him.
He's only batting like 250, but I swear he's better than his numbers say. He's one of those guys where the numbers are better. He's better than the numbers.
And he just brings a lot of energy to the field, and he seems like he's the guy that you would want to have on your team.
Yeah, and I look at him as a thorn in our sides for a good decade to come.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me put it like this. I am much more pissed off that we have to deal with his ass for the next decade than Lindor.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I've been saying this. Lindor's a shitter. Just kidding. He's not a shitter, but
he's having a shitter season. I mean, he's starting to come out of it, but dude, we know what he's capable of. He's a pretty damn good ball player. He's not.
He's an elite defender, but he's a slightly above average stick, even when he's at his best. I just think he's getting. I think he's a little overhyped myself.
I could see that being.
And I true. That's not even me hating the Mets. I've said this when he was on Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely a little overhyped. I think he comes out of this and gets his feet wet the rest of this year. And I see him having a decent season next year.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Well, the Fishies take 3 out of Bow. Garrett Cooper went yard twice. Now we'll move on to the next shitter series between the shitters of all shitters, the Philadelphia Shitters.
Yeah, that's it.
Playing the Cubbies.
That's what we're called, right?
Shitters actually win the series 3-1. I'm surprised. They take out the Cubbies. They outscore the Cubbies 39-16.
Yeah, fucking right. Underline that shit. 39 runs.
10-game losing streak, buddy. Don't get ahead of yourself. Let's see what you do against Boston.
Good fucking team.
They're not a good team. The Cubs are not good.
Bullshit, dude. All you did was fucking dick ride them all year. Now they're on a fucking 2-week skid.
When did I dick ride the Cubbies?
Dude, we could go back to the other episodes and fucking throw those sound bites up in here. Fucking your ass was all up on the Cubbies saying they're for real, and their pen was fucking for real too up until the last 2 weeks. It's just like your team. Going on that 2-week fucking hot streak. Now you're fucking back in the shitter. Like, it happens. It's called a shit streak.
We're not back in the shitter. I don't know what you're talking about, but we're not back in the shitter. We lost our best hitter, asshole. We're still better than you.
Well, that might be enough to just take you guys off your high horse for good this year.
We're still better than you. I will up the bet to whatever amount you want of the Nats finishing higher than the Phils.
Really? Really?
Really. Dude, the Phillies are a joke. They have the worst bullpen in the history of Major League Baseball, and it is July.
And you know what's the crazy part about that, though, is we're still floating like a game within a game of 500.
Are you excited about that?
It means we're still in it. We're still in contention, which means we need to make some really serious fucking moves at the deadline. And if that happens, I would bet you damn near a grand that we'd make the playoffs over your asses. If we don't do shit at the deadline.
You're not making the playoffs. That's completely out of the question. That shouldn't even be on your fucking radar.
If we take out the Mets every time we play them the rest of the season, it's very doable, dude.
Dude. Yeah, but you won't. That's the thing. You know, you guys play us for 8 games coming up here. That's 8 straight losses for you assholes.
Without Schwarber,
I forgot he might not be back by then.
I hope he is, bro.
He probably won't be. Well, the Nats just put Joe Ross on the IL, too, so.
Fetty's back, or Lester's back.
Lester was never gone, but yeah, Fetty's back. We have to throw against the fucking best team in the National League. Paolo Espino, John Lester, and Eric Fetty. Just wait until we get Schwarber and Strasburg. If we had Strasburg all year, and if we were healthy, we'd be in first place. There's no doubt about that. I guarantee you we'd be in first place. Because if we
had Strasburg. I'm surprised you guys have been as high as you've been for the last month.
Well, you think if we had Strasburg, you can add at least 5 wins, maybe like 3-4 wins, maybe 5 to our record, which would put us pretty in first place. But anyway, let's keep talking about these shitter fills. Harper went 8 for 17 with a dinger and 5 ribbies. Kutch went 5 for 14 with 2 dingers and 7 RBIs.
No doubters, man. Fucking pimps them too.
And the GOAT, Javi Baez, hit 3 nukes against your ass.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, the Phils take the series 3-1. They're now 42-43.
Yeah, you want to just not talk about Brad Miller?
Holy fucking Mickey D's you got over there. Dude, you fucking, you literally just sounded like Brad Miller.
Real shit though, dude. You're a dick for just skipping over that.
I forgot like about him, happen. Okay?
It happened last night. Three nukes.
Brad Miller, 3 nukes. Woohoo. Yay. He sucks.
Fucking beast.
All right. Brad Miller. Everybody heard it. All right. Cool. Moving on. We got the fucking Nats and the Padres, which should have been a 3-1 series win for the Fats. But instead, it's a fucking split. The reliever goes.
Salty ass bats, man. Salty bats, man.
Trey Turner goes 7 for 19 with 3 nukes. And Soto's heating up. He's got 2 nukes, 6 for 14. Corbin with a solid start. 6 innings, 2 runs. And Fernando Tatis Jr. hit 2 nukes. And Tommy Pham had a hell of a series as well. And we fucking split it, and I'm pissed. Even though we did split with one of the best teams in baseball without Schwarber. So I should be taking it, but that should have been a series dub, and I am pissed. Moving on.
As you should be.
I said moving on. I'm not talking about those shitters anymore.
Yeah, your season's fucked.
Dude, all right, now I'm going to have to go in on your ass. You are a laughingstock again. Your team hasn't had a winning record since 2011.
Yes, I know. The last 10 years have been absolutely
shit. You haven't seen anything over 500 next year record in 10 years. 10 years.
We can't change the past, but right now we're fucking contending, dude.
You,
we're like right
you're
on,
contending,
the,
huh?
On the cusp of it.
You're content. Well, guess what? That's embarrassing. Because when you go out and sign Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Zach Wheeler and Didi Gregorius, you should be doing a lot more than one game over 500 fucking July 9th. One game under 500, I meant.
Hey, it is what it is, but we're winning, man. We're winning.
You're not winning. You're 6-4 in your last 10, and you beat a dog shit team. I don't want to hear.
Okay, but the month before this last 2-week stretch, we've been fucking shit and inconsistent. So this is a good sign if they can keep this up.
Talk to me after the Red Sox series. Oh, bet. Game 3, you guys get to see Pavetta. He'll probably shut your asses down.
Yeah, he's on some other shit. And it's weird though, because we've never seen him show power up until this year. Now he's hitting nukes out the ass.
Yeah, 17 dingers. As well as this guy's tied with Trey right now.
Homers have never been his niche.
Niche.
Where the fuck is his ass at? Fucking
I have no idea.
What a fucking bust that was. We had him fucking for like, what, 60 games?
Everybody you pick up is a bust.
Not Bedrosian. Bedrock's kid. Bedrock Jr.
He's going to get shelled his first outing.
Nah, dude. Just finished up with him.
All right. And last but not least in the National League, we got the Cards and the Giants. Cardinals take the dub. 2-1 here. A lot of pitching in this series. How do you say that guy's name? Kim. I was going to say Kim on the Cardinals. 7 innings of shutout baseball in game 1. Countered by Kevin Gausman, 7 innings of 2-run baseball. But wasn't enough. St. Louis gets the dub. And in game three, Alex Wood gave 7 innings, 1 run ball. So a lot of pitching in this series.
He's having a nice bounce back year. I know he came in on the Dodgers and was looking – it was the Brewers. I think it was Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah, he came up with the Dodgers, and he had a real nice early, debut kind of start to his career. Then he fell off, and now he's – from what I hear, he's coming back. So it's good to see that. It's cool because he's got a wicked, wicked windup, and that shit should be glitchy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's looking really good this year, as well as that whole Giants rotation I am not looking forward to seeing in today. Nato, he had a nice series, went deep, 4 ribbies, 6 for 13. Paul Goldschmidt, 4 for 12, 3 ribbies. And Brandon Crawford stays hot, 6 for 13 with 3 RBIs.
All right, he's now clean.
All right. But anyway, we got the Indians and the Rays at the Trop. Tampa sweeps at 3-0. Vidal Brujan gets called up, makes his debut. He went 1 for 6 with an RBI in his first series in the bigs.
Good for his ass. Good for him.
And Michael Wacha in game two, he went 6 innings, a 1-run ball. Kevin Kiermaier, not known for the stick, has knocks in 5 runs with a homer and a double in the series. And Tampa takes it all 3 games, like I said. So they move to 51-36. Indians continue their horrible skid that basically just took them out of the race. Moving on here. We got the Skankies and the Mariners. Yanks win at 2-1. Seattle's still hanging in there. They're not completely out of it. I can't.
Not by any means.
4 games over .500. I mean, I highly doubt they make the playoffs, but they're only 3.5 games out of the wild card. So you never know.
That'd be so fucking cool to see them squeeze into the card.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that. Well, they definitely have to pick somebody up at the deadline, and I don't know if they're going to be doing that. So we'll see. But anyway, the Skanks win it. Talion had a nice start in game one. 7 innings and 1 run ball, 9 Ks. And the young guy, Logan Gilbert, 7 shutout innings with 1 hit against the Yankees. And I was actually just looking at his stats the other day. He's actually been doing pretty well. He had a rough first few starts. And since – and after his first, like, 2 or 3 starts, I think he has, like, a sub-3 ERA. So he's actually been doing pretty well. I remember we watched his debut when he came up because him and Kelnick were, like, coming up right at the same time. And not bad. He's not doing bad.
Fucking asshole just pulled out in front of me, fucking dick. Yeah, Gilbert's doing nice. I'm glad.
Theo Road Rage on the pod. Maybe we should start a new pod called Road Rage with Theo.
Yeah, we should. Check out that baddie.
Luke Voit went 7 for 12. Stanton went 5 for 12 with a dinger. Nice series for the Yankees in total, besides that game 3 when Gilbert just dominated. Like I said, Skanks take it 2-1. We got another nice matchup here. A's, Astros. The Stros take it 2-1. I love it. You know I love the Stros.
Yeah, they're fucking hot right now. I think they got the most wins in the fucking league. Right? 55, 56?
I think they're tied because they have 54. Boston has 54. Dodgers have 54. And the Giants have 54. So,
wow.
We're way tied right now for the most wins. Lance McCullers is in game 3, 7 innings, 2 runs, 8 Ks. And Frankie Montas in game 3 also had a hell of a start, 6 2/3 with 1 run and 10 Ks. On the offensive side, Jordan, love Jordan. 2 homers, 4 ribbies. And I feel bad for Jordan because he wasn't even a part of that whole scandal shit, and I still see people commenting and like, cheater, like, know your shit at least. If you're gonna make fun of the Strohs, at least know your shit. Like, yeah, Brantley, right. Alvarez, none of those guys are even on the damn team during that, so.
No. You just
sound like an idiot.
Pause, though, real quick. Pause. So, who, do we know who has the most wins going into the All-Star break all time? Like, what team?
Say that one more time. Your mic was kind of choppy. Say that again. Yo. All right. Say that again for me. Your mic is fucked.
Yes, it is fucked. I just passed the Mickey D's. They're probably, their Wi-Fi is getting into my whip.
yeah, we apologize for the shitty quality sometimes. We're working on getting our own studio put together, a small studio, and get some mics and stuff in there. So bear with us until then. But as long as you can understand what we're saying, that's the goal
here. It may be a merchandise hotspot as well once it is rocking and rolling. My question for you is, I know you got the laptop up in front of you. Maybe you could figure this out if you want. I was curious who holds the record for most wins going into the All-Star break all time.
Let's see. Most wins in an MLB season.
I'm going to guess it's like 67, 65.
Hottest team starts in baseball history. Is this it? No. Oh, here we go. I think I might have found something. Best first half. Yankees in 98 went 61-20. Holy shit.
Damn.
Mariners in 2001 went 63-24.
What?
But it looks like, yeah, it looks like this, based on winning percentage, the Yankees had the best first half ever that year.
Not, I was just curious about that. So we will not be seeing a record broken in that category this year.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. In 2018, that article must have been made before that. The Sox went 66-29. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Let me check that. Let me go back to their schedule because, oh, wow, it won't even show me on some bogey shit. All right. Well, anyway, that sounds like about it. 61-20 for the Skanks, though. That's crazy. Where was I at? A's, Strohs. So we got Tigers, Rangers next. Another battle of the shitters. Tigers take it 2-1. Honestly, I'm not even wasting any of my time talking about this series. Sorry, Tigers and Rangers fans, but Joey Gallo is fun, but we'll talk about him getting to the Derby. Tigers win it 2-1. We got the Red Sox at Angels here. Anaheim takes it 2-1. Shohei with 7 innings, 2 runs. Nice start in game 2. And David Fletcher, guy we don't see on this list a lot. 8-13 on the series. Hell of a series for Fletch.
Nice single slap hitter.
Yeah. He gets the job done, and the Angels are now above 500, 44-42. They need Trout back badly.
Yay, Halos!
Yeah, dude. Hopefully, when Trout comes back, they can get on a roll.
Yeah, I do. We all want to see him in the playoffs. It's overdue.
Damn right, and especially I want to see him now with Shohei by his side. Do you know how sick it would be for Shohei, like, starting a playoff game and hitting a nuke in the same game or something? That definitely never happened before.
Nah, you know Ruth did that.
Yeah, he probably did. Well, yeah, Joe Blanton did it in the World Series.
Joe Blanton, right.
But, yeah, the Angels take it 2-1. Sox will be going to Philly now, or I think the Phillies are going there, but
yeah, we're in Boston tonight.
Okay. Well, We got next up Sox, White Sox, and the Twinkies. White Sox take it 2-1. They take the last two games of the series. I'm not really in love with the White Sox. I mean, they're obviously probably going to win their division, but I'm not in love with them in the playoffs. I don't think they do much.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I think they're too young right now. I know they got some veteran pieces on there, but yeah, I think I don't think they go far into the playoffs. You definitely see them making it, but I think you see it. If not a first round exit, a definite second round exit.
Agreed. But yeah, they take it 2-1 over the Twinkies and the Jays and the O's. Supposed to be a three-game set, but game three was postponed, so it was a split. Hyunjin Ryu in game two had a nice start, 5 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks. And Vladdy Jr., of course, had a nice series as usual, 4 for 7 with a dinger and 4 ribbies. Blue Jays are, I don't know. I don't see them making the playoffs, but next year they go into this offseason and get some more starting pitching. They got a great lineup, full year of Springer. I think this team will do some damage.
I could absolutely see it.
Back on their Joe Carter days shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck. That'll wrap up the American League, and then we got one interleague series here between the Reds and the Royals. It was a 1-1 split. Sonny Gray, a trade candidate, game one. He went 7 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs. Nice start from him. And Jonathan India. Love to see him when I just figured out I had an autographed card from him. 4 for 6 with 2 doubles and 3 RBIs on the series. Great series from him. And, yeah, that wraps it up. I took care of all the series this week. I'm on some shit.
Yeah, I'm curious how much that India card goes for. That thing looks pretty damn sweet.
Yeah, I'm gonna find out. I think
I called the guy up the other day and he had no fucking clue. I asked him for a friend. I'm like, my buddy got an India signature. What do you think? I don't even know about that. I don't even know him.
That's nice. What a casual.
Absolute casual.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about this damn derby, getting our predictions in. So let me pull up the matchups real quick.
Yeah, I know you love my fucking prediction. I don't know why, but I got a gut feeling of it. Soto's taking it. I see it happening.
Here is the bracket. Round one, we got Ohtani versus Soto. Salvi versus Pete. Gallo versus Story. And Olsen versus Trey Mancini. Now, first I'll tell you what I want to happen. Then I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. So what I want to happen is Soto to beat Shohei, of course. Even though he's a Met, get Big Peter to beat Salvi because I hate that bastard.
He's on the anti-Salvi train still. I love it. Love it.
Even though it would be cool to see Story win it in his own park, I want to see Gallo hit some nukes. So give me Gallo. And Olsen and Mancini is tough. But give me Mancini just because it'd be a cool story.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah. That'd be a cool story. I like Olsen. I think Olsen takes that.
No, this is what I want to happen, not what I think will happen.
Okay. Right.
And then in the next round, give me Soto over Small Meat Pete and Joey Gallo over Mancini to give us a final round of Soto and Gallo. And you already know who I want to win. That would be sick, though. You can't lie.
It would be sick, no doubt. I really just wish they rigged it so that way Shohei and Soto didn't play each other in the first round.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But they do it. I think they do it however many home runs you have is the seed you are. So Soto has the least amount of dingers out of anybody in here. So he's the 8th seed.
Right.
All right. What I actually think will happen, I honestly do think Soto takes Ohtani out in the first round. Not going to lie. I don't know why. I honestly, everything that I want to happen, I think will happen, except I think Olsen takes out Mancini.
Yeah.
And then
I think you see Olsen go pretty deep into this.
Yeah, I could definitely see him going to the finals, and I know a lot of people have him winning it.
Really?
But it's so hard to predict because I got my bias, but if I had to pick somebody to win that's not Soto, I'd have to go with Olsen, probably. I'd probably have to go with Olsen. Either Olsen or Gallo.
Interesting. I and this is fucked. I can't believe I'm doing this to the Phils fans, but I really see Soto winning the ship.
Damn right! I'll tell you, he definitely ain't winning it, and that's fucking Salvi. He shouldn't even be here. I don't care if that guy's got 45 nukes. Nobody wants to watch Salvador Perez in the home run derby. So sick of it. Yeah, you want to know something dope? So, you know, just I'm looking at this bracket right now, and they have the winner, and it's like a question mark, and it's like a shadow of a player, and the shadow is fucking Soto, I can tell. It's Soto, dude. They're rigging it for him. Ew. Who has 20 nukes?
Yeah, that's true.
What?
You can't rig it unless you pull some Harper shit. Did you say yes? There's the 18.
Who has 8? Who are you talking about, dude?
Perez.
He's got 20.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought he had 20.
Well, what's your final prediction? Is it Soto?
I see Soto winning it, and I see him facing Olsen in the finals.
Okay, and now that we have your prediction, who are you going to be rooting for when you're watching it? Who do you want to see?
I am going to be pulling for Olsen.
All right.
I'm going to be pulling for Olsen.
Well, I'd love to see a Soto-Olsen final round, or Soto and Gallo would be fun. But even if Soto loses first round, at least he's playing Shohei because, let's be honest, everybody wants to see Shohei in it. So it'd still be fine that he moves on at least. And, like, if he lost to Salvi or something, I'd be pissed. What else do we got here?
What did Salvi ever do to your ass?
I don't know. He's just a bitch. And everybody thinks he's, like some top 5 catcher or something.
Ah, you need to speak more on that shit. Casual.
Not gonna name any names, but all right. Well, let's get into the trivia because honestly, that's probably my favorite segment of the whole pod. And
yeah, it has been.
And I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be surprised if people just hop on here and skip to the end and listen to the trivia, which I'm fine with, but here you are. I am up 13-9. Theo's got a chance here. We got to figure out, like, when we're going to stop this because it can't just – we need to, like, do it for, like, a month or something or, like, 4 episodes and then restart so we can actually have a winner. But we'll talk about that off camera. Do you want to start it off, or do you want my question first?
It's kind of hard for me to drive and look at this. I'll give you the first one. Most stolen bases in Nats history.
Like career stolen bases or in a season?
Career stolen bases in Expos / Nats history.
Yikes. Do I have to guess the number or just the player?
The player.
Is it Tim Raines?
Yes, it would be Tim Raines.
Let's go. All right. I got your Phillies question here. You have to get within 3. Within 3.
All right.
Just talking about this guy, Jason Worth. How many home runs did Jason Worth hit in his breakout 2009 season?
27.
Is that your final answer?
No.
Why you fucking say it?
Nah, I think it's 31.
That is your final answer.
Yes.
Would be incorrect. The answer is 36.
Fuck.
He went off that year.
What a season.
He did go off. Hit me with yours.
I'm going to turn my shit back on. All right. Who holds the record for most multi-homer games by a player born in Japan?
Wait. Who holds the record for the most multi-homer games?
Yep. By a player in Japan. So only Japanese players.
It's got to be Matsui.
Final answer.
It is.
That would be incorrect. It's Ichiro Suzuki. He has 7.
Ichiro? What?
Yes.
Dude, I was about to say Ichiro, but then I was like, no way. That fucker has multi-homer games.
I was surprised to see this one, too. He has 7 multi-homer games.
Ichiro in 2000s in right field.
Damn right it is. All over the fucking wall.
All right. He stumps me there. I got one for you. Don't forget. You still have your hint.
Right.
Who was the first pitcher to win multiple Cy Young Awards? So it was, he had one and he was the first, first pitcher to have 2 Cy Young Awards.
I gave you this one last week, I think.
Really? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't even remember. Oh, yeah. Shit. You did. Now I do remember.
Yeah.
He don't even remember it. You gonna fucking answer it? Or you want me to give you another one?
Give
you another one?
Another one, because I'm botching this shit, man.
Alright. That is funny as shit. I fucking forgot that.
Was it Koufax?
It was Koufax.
Alright.
I'll give it to your ass. That's fucking funny as shit. All right. Go ahead to your next one.
All right. Hold up. Got to turn my phone back on again. Fucking trying not to die here.
Hell yeah.
All right. Your third and final question is, which active relief pitcher holds the record for lowest ERA through 50 innings?
All right. Well, I will be using my hint, so hit me with it.
You want me to give you a hint, or do you want to ask the hint?
I'm asking for my hint. I haven't used it yet.
Okay. This player was in the AL East.
Was in the AL East.
Actually has been in the AL East. Is in the AL East. And that's all I'm going to say is AL East.
Is it a current player?
Yes.
Wait, say the question again.
Which active player holds the record for lowest ERA through 50 innings?
Kimbrel?
Final answer.
It is.
The incorrect, it is Zach Britton.
Fuck. Damn, he was really good that one year. He had like a 0.54 ERA or something.
Yep, with the O's, yes.
Motherfucker. All right. Fair enough.
He is 1 for 3. 1 for 3 this week.
Fuck. All right, you got a chance to gain a point on me here if you can get this one right. It is Phillies related. Another one. And it's also Home Run Derby related. So, Home Run Derby related in honor of the Home Run Derby. Ryan Howard won the Home Run Derby in 2006. Who did he beat in the finals to get the crown? You do have your hint. I'm guessing.
Holy shit. Yeah, I fucking need this one. I need the hint here.
Okay. Do you want me to just give you a random hint, or do you want to ask the hint yourself?
See, there is a hint I want, but I feel like you can give me a better one.
Okay. I will say, let me see here. He is a fellow.
What division was the player in?
Yeah, I was just going to say, he was a fellow NL Easter. And you hate, I'll give you, you hate him, but you kind of love him.
David Wright.
That's correct.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Did you, when I said you hate him, you kind of love him, is that when it clicked for your ass?
Nah, I mean, I just tried to think NL East, like, around that time, who was a dinger hitter. And, I mean, maybe it could have been Beltran, but.
I probably would have never guessed David Wright. I didn't even know he was in the Derby, honestly, but.
Really?
I forgot Howard won the Derby, but. All right. Theo gains a point on me. It's now 14 to 11. I still have the lead.
Damn right. We're back. We are back just like the fill-ins.
Holy shit. Well, we haven't had any sudden deaths in a while. Maybe next week we'll get back on our shit. But yeah, my boy Theo's got to get his ass into the lifeguard.
Stand. Yeah, we got to we open in 8 minutes and I'm about 20 minutes out, so.
Oh, God, yeah. And I have to poop, anyone, so.
Anyone who's listening that's at the pool, you can fucking chill the fuck out until the lifeguard gets there.
Yeah. I forgot people at the pool are probably listening. maybe one day. But, yeah, I don't have nothing else, honestly. Home run derby in 2 days. I will be flying back to PA. And watching the damn All-Star game with my boy Theo.
Damn straight. You heard it here, gentlemen. It'll be a nice, nice week.
Fuck yeah. So we'll keep you updated with all the All-Star game stuff. We'll probably drop an episode before the All-Star game, a little off-schedule one, talking about the game. But, yeah, I don't got nothing else unless you do.
Nah, I think we've sealed the deal here. We'll see you guys on Monday and maybe beforehand with the little episode we might do. Stay tuned. Always keep the notifications on. Follow PTN.podcast. You won't miss anything on there. And enjoy the weekend, guys. We'll see you.
See you later, guys. Phil's are on at 7:10.
Oh, all right. So I might miss the majority of that shit, but I'll listen to it. Looking forward to the Fats, though. I think this is a big test for you guys, and this will be the ultimate shut your ass up, or you have the right to talk.
Dude, shut up. That's where you're at right now with Boston. We have a depleted fucking team, and we're throwing three shitters against the best team in the National League. All right, moving on to the American League. National League is over. I will be taking care of both since Theo is on his work shit.
Always. Grind does not stop, gentlemen.
Oh, crap. I just got my body armor on my computer. Son of a bitch.
That's a fuck up if I've ever fucking heard one. And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep, just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.